Premier Boys. Yeah. Yo, me and my team is the best in the world. You and your team looking stressed in the world. Said me and my team is the best in the world. Then you and your team looking stressed in the world. Yo, me and my team getting caressed by curves. And you and your team getting arrested by the curb. Me, my nigga, oh, he ain't do shit except the robbery, nigga. He gon' do six. Come through, bitch, styled up with new kicks. Penny flow, ho, and I come with two chicks. Cause me and my team is the best in the world. Me and my team is the best in the world. Said me and my team is the best in the world. Best in the world, best in the world. Got a star on the sky, gentlemen on the cuff. And I know my team burns, we got sand in the cut. Ow. Premier Boys.
Yes, hello everybody. Welcome to the Premier Boys Podcast. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman.
You already know what it is. It's your man's King Talk Sands. Aaron Sands back in the building with another one. You already know what it is. If it's Wednesdays, it is the Premier Boys Podcast. We are back at it. Welcome back.
And you got me, the star Roddy Rod, in the building. What's good, everybody? Yes, and I know it's been a while, but we are back, and welcome to another episode of the Premier Boy Podcast. Lola the Chief is not here at the moment, but we know he's handling father duties, so whenever he come on, he will come on. But first thing first, how is everybody doing?
Well, I'm doing well. You know, I'm hanging in there. You know, I had to recover from the flu for a little bit. I was really, like, you know, I was really fucked up, and I really didn't have much room to talk because, you know, my voice is a little messed up. So that affected many of things, like Period Boys, King Talk, things of that nature. I'm getting back into, like, my form and everything, so I'm feeling pretty good. On top of that, the schedule, work schedule has been, like, wild busy, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've been going back and forth, you know, as, you know, as a boss, you know what I'm saying? You kind of have to, like, you know, sacrifice a little bit more time, you know, but lately, you know, I've been trying to get that back, and, you know, I'm trying to get back, you know, get things back to normal, which is pretty good. I'm taking another course now for the IT stuff, so that's looking really good right now. Got some new tech on deck, and I'm really happy about, and I got some more coming later this week, so that I can't wait. You know, I'm a big, when it comes down to, like, tech products and everything, I'm real big on that, so I'm excited. I'm really grateful for seeing what this comes to.
Nice son. Roddy, how you been, bro?
Man, I've been good. I've been hanging out with a lot of family lately, you know. Took a weekend in D.C., came back, you know. Just been trying to keep my head up in my situation and keep pushing forward. I'm in a better mood over the past few weeks, so I'm feeling good. Feeling
hopeful. That's real good. As for me, I've been all right. You know, I also was a little bit under the weather, not sick, but you know, my throat was acting up, so I couldn't do much recording as well. But also, I've been doing that thought recording. So I try to finish up the season of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, which been doing pretty okay, you know. Stuff like that, and I just get back into social life, going outside more, connecting with people more, and yeah, just trying to stay busy the best way that I can. So yeah, you know, there you go. But before we get to our Premier Boy segment, I got a question to ask y'all. You know, well, first thing first, a little backstory. Myself, Aaron Quinto Sand, the Star Rider Rod, and Lola the Chief, we all met at this high school called Paul Robeson High School, which was pretty much over 20 years ago. Me and Sam were the class of 06, Roddy were the class of 07, and Lola the Chief were the class of 08. So recently, 20 years later, they're having a class reunion with all the class, from old class to the last class. And yeah, I heard it's the talk of New York right now. From what I heard, tickets were sold out, and the tickets got re-added. And yeah, so my question to y'all is, How was y'all experiencing roasting? And not in a long question, but a short question. How y'all was y'all experiencing roasting? And how y'all feel about this reunion? And where y'all going?
All right, so here's the thing, right? And I spoke a little bit about this on Roddy's pod, you know what I'm saying? Like, in like greater detail.
Lopez episode, baby.
Yeah, you know, you already know what it is. So yeah, like, for me, you know, I said in Roddy's pod that, you know, Rob was what you made it. You know what I'm saying? If you have beef with everybody, I know people who have beef with everybody every year. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Every year, this person, yeah, like every person this year has been, this person been in there, which is going to be 6-7 years. He beefed with everybody, and the experience wasn't as pleasant for him as it was for others. If you're asking, and you have those who were cool with everybody, and you know, shit went pretty smoothly. If you're asking me, my personal experience, you know, I have my ups and downs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have my points, my times where, you know, I was up there. You know, I was like, you know, figuring myself out towards like the later years of Rope and everything like that. And there was times where I didn't really know how to navigate that type of space. And it was a little rough, like during like my 9th and 10th grade years, you know what I'm saying? So it was a bit tough, but at the same time, I in spite of all of that, I learned a lot about myself. And it gave me more courage to, like, you know, stand up for myself and be that guy that, you know, that I am today. That got that guy that you guys see today. And a lot of that came down from Robeson, you know, being in school, you know, meeting you guys, meeting other folks, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything like that. Being in the writing center and then honing in my skills and everything like that. So, you know, it definitely was a life-changing experience. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. However, will I be going to the reunion? Probably not. You know what I'm saying? Probably not. And it's just really because I like my own space. You know what I'm saying? I like, you know, I like seeing people do good and do well, but like from over there. You know what I'm saying? And that's mainly because a lot of the people that I do rock with, I see on a regular basis. We keep in touch. Hell, we're literally doing a podcast right now. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I'm like, the people that I really wanted to see, I already see, and I see them because I bang with them. I rock with them. We talk every now and again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I already get that. You know what I'm saying? So from folks that I didn't see in a while, you know, hopefully they doing well. You know, there's people that I went to high school with that I don't really care to see again. Like, if I seen them again, it'll be too soon. And yeah, that's really what it is. So for me, I seen everybody that I needed to see, and I'm good. So yeah, if I see y'all in the street, you know, if I know you, cool. If I don't, mind your business.
Oh, man. There
you go. Oh, Roddy. Man. Roddy, you next.
Damn. Like I was saying on my podcast, my high school experience was up and down. You know, high school, the regular shit, the bullies, the kids that dislike you for no reason, the kids that dislike you because you weren't like them, the kids that were in cliques. A lot of the people, even in my 2007 year, they dislike me for no reason, so why would I want to see, like, all of them in the room together again? Like, that's how I be feeling about it. Like, a lot of the kids that was during my class years gave me such a hard time. You know, it made me not want to even go to Miami on a senior trip with them. So I just go think back to memories of, you know, the joke and the fake disses, the fake love, you know? And I just think, like, yo, I'm good on y'all. Like, for the past 20, y'all don't even, half of y'all don't even add me on. Y'all not even checking for me. So why was I checking for you? A lot of y'all got, I add y'all on social media. Mind you, the request is still impending. You know? Right, Kenny?
Dang, son.
So it's like, y'all don't care about me. So why am I going to show fake love to people who I know is not checking for me after during this whole 20-year time, you know? the people who's checked on me and linked up with me, you know, I've seen them within the span of the time, or they reached out to me over the time, or I wrote on something of theirs and they wrote back and said, yo, what up? So I know who really sort of gives a fuck, you know, about me as a person. And those people who I know and who I see is going to be at the reunion, I know personally from back in the day. I'm talking about male and females, guys and girls. They don't give a fuck about me. I'll probably get there and I probably won't even get a dance. So I'm skipping the reunion. I'm good.
There you go. My experience in Robeson, just like y'all, I also spoke on the Star Time podcast. It was also up and down, you know. Probably the worst, most down was probably ninth grade. But like Sam said, that Robeson taught me to be the person I am today. Even though I am way greater than I was back then, you know, Robeson did play a part in my growth. And I can say that, you know, the best part of coming out of Robeson was the people who are my best friends now, who are my brothers now. And honestly, they're all that matter to me, honestly. You know, of course, a few other few people who I knew of Robeson, I threw mangroves to this day, but yeah, that's really it. In terms of the reunion, you know, shout out to everybody who made the reunion. Shout out to the person who invited me to come out, who, you know, announced me to come out to the reunion, you know, I appreciate you for that. In terms of me going, I'm probably not going to go, but yeah, like I said, most of the people I see them almost all the time. And if I see you in the street, then cool, you know. I'm pretty sure people are not going to miss me being there anyway, so it is what it is. So yeah,
Yeah, I got a one cool thing and one sucky thing, but I might have forgot that one. All right, so boom, I was in 10th grade, right? And I was dealing with like a hefty amount of bullying, bro. Kim was there for most of a hefty amount.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, after that, I didn't want to take no more else, right? But one person, right, that really says some shit to me that resonated with me, and it resonated with me like even to today, right? I think Jaleesa said this shit. It was crazy because I wouldn't expect her to say that, you know what I'm saying? But she did, and shout out to her. She probably don't even remember this shit, but it's cool. We calling up the staircase to the third floor, right? She telling me it was a rough day, you know, I was getting like punked and shit, like mostly like that time. And she, you know, caught up with me. She was like, yo, listen, you know, it's fucked up what they doing, but you gotta do what you gotta do too. At the end of the day, it's on you. You know what I'm saying? You gotta, you know, eventually like pull up at some point. Right? And I sat with that for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause in life, like, you gotta think about it like this, right? A lot of people go through shit in life. You know what I'm saying? But you're gonna go through enough shit where it's gonna be like, yo, you know what? Fuck it. Like, we gonna just pull up on these niggas. Next time these niggas pull up, we gonna just pull up on these niggas. Cause at this point, it's either I'm gonna deal with this every day, or I'm gonna have to deal with this shit today.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So coincidentally, it was around that same time that me and you can pulled up on these dudes. It was right, like literally like a day or two later.
That's crazy.
And then we pulled up and then we were like, yo, you know what? Fuck it. Like,
yep.
Like, either. And then on top of that, I ain't, like, this was my situation and I didn't even want you to get up in it like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you were already there. So it's like, we looked at each other, we was like, yo, fuck it. And just shot our shit. And that was a big thing, and like that little bit of part was a big thing because it kind of like trickled off into some other shit. It was like literally the start of something.
Yeah, it was. And I noticed even after that, we seen dude that Monday, because that was a Friday. We both go to CD store. Seen dude that Monday. I'm not gonna say the name, but we seen dude that Monday. And I walked past him because me and him wasn't in class, but they checked me out the class, and they put me in another math class. I walk in the second floor, I see the dude, he looking at me, I look at him, he looking at me, I look at him, and then what he did, he gave me a dap of respect with the head up in respect, and they just walk away. I was like, oh wow.
That's yeah. After like, that, shit slowed up because it was like,
yeah, you know, it was over. It was over after that.
So I was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? And then it kind of started like, I was like, I bet, what else could be next? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And little knows, like, you never know who has a good part or what. So if she hears this shit, shout out to you, because that really kicked off a lot of different shit. And yeah. I always look at that route, because that's the route I'm taking now, as opposed to the route that I would have taken had I just let shit happen. Like, bro, that would have been crazy. I look at that now, I'm like, bro, that's crazy. Like, don't do that shit. I tell people that now, and it's like, is because it's life related experience. So like I said, Robin's what you make it. But
yeah,
I'm good on that reunion. But hopefully y'all turn up.
Yeah. Everybody who going, if those who I bang with is going, you'll have a good time. You know, you just want to see.
I know a lot of people gonna be posting this story. So
I can't tell. They're gonna fake this site. They're like, oh, where the Premier Boys podcast at? Where the Premier Boys at? They're going to fake this, but that's what it is.
Cool. I'm like, yeah, they clip it. Just make sure you like and subscribe to this shit, though, while you're here. And the folks that's listening right now, too, take that moment to like and subscribe as we take this stroll down memory lane.
And if you want to know where we at that night, DM us. We see the information, and you can meet us there. And we can have our own thing.
Yeah, we got another reunion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but there you go. Says... anybody got packing up this week?
All right, there was a lot that happened like, now and then. And I had a list, and I took people off the list. I added people back on the list. Some people stayed on the list, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, all right, bet. One of the people that I had on the list, I believe you had a rant for her tonight, so I'm going to leave that to you. So I took her off the list.
That's all good.
I'm gonna let
him tell it because he said he gonna go off. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go grab something to eat and then just let you go off. But this one person stayed on this list the entire stretch between, and it irritates me. It really did when I heard the news, and I'm like, bro, are you serious? You're really gonna do this? I'm talking about Tony Khan. Right now, for those who don't know Tony Khan, he is the owner and president and booker and like three other titles to AEW, All Elite Wrestling. Now, I understand that I'm about to go on this wrestling rant for real quick. So if y'all not a fan, just fast forward to when I say Roddy go, and then that's when I'll stop. So I'll let y'all know now. I'm gonna give y'all this time to go do that. I'm gonna give y'all a couple seconds. All right, so boom. For those that's still here, right? Why did I read on X, right? And this could be wrong, but I believe this is like right around that same day. It's April 6th, right? Okay, boom. Why in the fuck, bro? And this is a direct question to Tony. Why in the fuck, right? Would you allow Collision, right, to be aired? And you're not, mind you, you're not airing it live. This is a pre-taped episode, so this shit happened already. So the results probably leaked by now. By the time this shit happens, but you really gonna dead ass put that shit on head to head with fucking WrestleMania Night One? Bro, can't we talk about WrestleMania Night One, bro? Like. Bro, okay, and just for context, kid, tell them the main event for Night One.
So the main event for Night One, we got the Tribal Chief Roman Reigns and the people who chant The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, versus the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes and the WWE Champion Seth freaking Rollins. Enough said. The star power right there.
Well, that's the main event. And to be fair, there's going to be some bangers before that. There's going to be some bangers before that. And, bro, what are you going to put on? Since you're pre-taping this. Like, let us know now. What are you doing? You going to put on Brian Danielson and Shibata again like you did last week? Because I ain't going to hold you. Not until, like, when I was doing laundry, like, a couple hours ago, like, that I found out that match happened. I didn't know the main event of Collision. And I was going to watch it, too. saying to me, like, you know, I'm gonna watch Collision tonight. I'm gonna do some coursework and I'm gonna watch Collision. But I'm doing coursework, right? I didn't realize until like a quarter to like 10. I was like, oh damn, I did mad work today. That's what's up. Holy shit, Collision's on. And I just remember, like, holy shit, Collision's on. I'll put that on, and I'm like, all right, bro, that's your main event, bro. And you're gonna tell me you're gonna put Collision on night one of, bro? Nah, bro, cancel it. Make it up to us like the Wednesday after with like a 3-hour Dynamite. Like, do that, because nah, bro, ain't no way you getting views. And for full disclosure, I am a huge AEW fan. I feel like they do bring an alternative to what people are used to, like WWE and everything. You get a lot more wrestling. That roster is fire. Like, on paper, they got the best roster in wrestling, hands down. You know what I'm saying? Just the names alone is like, you can make so many bangers out of that. You know what I'm saying? For like years, so many feuds come out of that. But when you off that cloak, Tony, it's a little hard to do that, isn't it? Is it hard to do that? Because apparently you just think like, all right, bro, we just gonna go up against night one of WrestleMania and it's gonna be lit. Like, nah, bro. Like, I'm gonna need you to pack them ratings up, B. I'm gonna need you to pack that episode up. Add it to like the end of Rampage or some shit. Give Rampage another hour, like something. You're gonna have to pack that shit up. And honestly, this might have not been my best pack it up. Because I haven't been doing this for about a month. I'm a little rusty. But come back next week, though. It's about to be late. But in the meantime, fuck it. Roddy, though.
There you go. Roddy, oh, anything you do like or anything you don't like this week?
Man, I like the fact that my nigga, if you was watching Making the Band with P. Diddy, the band, you don't see no line that Dylan was over here spazzing, talking about freaking Dave Chappelle ruined his life and shit. Like, yo, why people can't take accountability in 2024? My guy, you was doing some reckless shit. They showed you being lazy. They showed you was in trouble with the Lord. They showed you not wanting to do a lot of stuff. And then because freaking Dave Chappelle played you in a skit and said you're the best rapper. Who's the best top five? Anybody got the voice? Dylan. And you spit hot fire and stuff. And he said you ain't say that. No, he was making fun of you, bro. It's a skit. I understand like why people can't like. That's why I don't like this read. Like, he over here talking about something that happened so long ago, like, on some. He's the reason I'm not getting gigs. He was the reason I wasn't getting money. Like, come on, son. You embarrass yourself on national TV yourself. You gotta take accountability. All he did was, he probably exaggerated a little bit, but that's basically something I don't like this read. You know, the way he was acting and blaming Dave Chappelle on the fact that he couldn't do it, he ruined his life. On a skit, bro. What do you think about this then?
I honestly forgot how he was acting on Making the Band because it's been so long. It's been really long, too, you remember. But I gotta watch the rewind. But now that you kind of brought me up to speed a little bit, yeah, he was acting wild on that show. I'm not gonna hold you. Do I feel he saved Dave Chappelle and ruined his career? Nah, Dylan, you were your own career, bro.
Your image was already painted on the show. All he did was make fun of you in his own way, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Bro, he did that shit to himself. Yeah. See, this is what happens when niggas don't be taking accountability. I could have packed Dylan up this week, too. But it was a little late, and I already had my mind made up. But nah, he did that shit to himself. We gonna act like we didn't watch Making a Band? We gonna act like we didn't see him act a whole damn fool?
He was, yeah.
Getting locked up and shit?
Yeah.
Diddy was about to have a whole freak off with him and sit there and make him, like, you know, understand, like, yo, listen, stop doing this shit. And then he figured it was cheaper to just dump y'all niggas back to Flatbush. Or Philly or Miami, wherever them niggas from. So
all over.
Yeah, they did that to themselves.
Yeah.
That's a Dylan L right there. Dave Chappelle just made that shit hilarious.
He did.
Like, shit.
He did.
That's what I don't like this week.
There you go. So, I got a new Mr. Gentleman review of the week. And as promised, as I mentioned last episode, I said that I'm going to go do this review. And I'm actually gonna give you this review. I will be reviewing Madam Web. And I'm curious to see if was Madam Web as bad as everybody made it seem. And yeah, it really was. It's one thing I feel like Sony should not make Marvel movies. Like we mentioned last episode, Morpheus was a perfect example of a terrible Marvel movie. Madam Web was a little bit worse than Morpheus. Storyline was weird. Some of the casting, except for that one baddie who was on Saturday Night Live recently. I think her name is Cindy Sweetie or something like that.
Shout out to her. Oh my God.
The plot didn't make sense. I feel like if they had better writers, and if this was a part of the MCU, and if they were to keep it in the original plan of having Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man, a part of the movie, instead of taking up all the Spider-Man completely, this movie probably would have been really better, but sadly it wasn't. And for the first time this season, this movie get one with the gentleman. And that is this week, the gentleman review of the week. And don't worry, I got more bad movies to review in the next couple of weeks. That's not the only one. I see a lot of bad movies recently. I got a lot more bad movies to review in the next couple of weeks. So stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for that. But before we get to what's in your headphones, I got something I got to fix for last episode. So last episode, I spoke about the Jermaine Jackson song. I got the name wrong. The title of the song is "Word to the Bad." You know, I went through a rabbit hole, and I got a little bit more history about the song and everything. Do y'all want to hear that history?
Let's do it. All
right. So you know, Jermaine Jackson, he was so happy. In 1992, because he signed a big deal with LaFace Records, which was owned by L.A. Reid and Babyface. He was so happy. He was like, yeah, he might work on a new album. He was so happy. But then another brother came out with working on a new album himself, Michael Jackson. He was working on the album Dangerous. And Michael was looking for producers for this album. We all know that he worked with Teddy Riley, but before Teddy Riley, Babyface and L.A. Reid was supposed to be his producers. So L.A. Reid and Babyface left Jermaine Jackson and started working with Michael on the Dangerous Earth album.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I found out this recently. So next thing you know, Jermaine is mad. Jermaine felt like he felt betrayed. You know, like, why they left me? I got an album to do. Why they love me? He was so upset. He called Michael. Michael not picking up his phone and stuff like that. He been ignoring Michael for like months. Next thing you know, I heard Babyface and them playing tracks for Dangerous. Michael didn't like none of the tracks that he had for them. Next thing you know, Babyface like, your brother calling you. And your brother would get out the contract over at LaFace Records. You know what Michael said? Michael gave his brother the cold shoulder, son. He gave his brother the cold shoulder. He's like, whatever. He gave him the cold shoulder. I'm like, dang, Michael. That's pretty cold. Jermaine was betrayed, and he went to the studio. He went to the studio, and he recorded Word to the Bad. He recorded the song, but he didn't want to put out the version with him, this Michael. So he put out another version. But somebody leaked the track to all radio stations.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody leaked the track to all radio stations. and they started playing it, and it got popular because he was this Michael. Stuff like that.
And Michael was like at the peak of his game at that point.
Yeah, peak of the game. Michael got wind of this. Michael like, yeah, why would he do this? Why we this is a record? Why we do this? I want this record taken down. And you know the powerful man Michael won. They took the record down. They're not playing the record.
They stopped playing with the bull.
Yeah, and but eventually they made up. They made up, and things were cool after that. But then later, Jermaine Jackson went down viral. Little way worse. I'm not gonna get to that, but. Maybe one day we get to more with the gentleman history lesson. And maybe I'll dive into more of Jermaine Jackson with down his spiral in the 90s. True! There you go. That's a little Mr. Gentleman history lesson. So yeah, word of the bad, no babyface, Ellie Reed. Like I mentioned, Les Five was on the vocals and background vocals on the song. And yeah. And Jermaine Jackson came out the album, but it did really bad. There you go. There you go. But now, what's in your headphones this week, y'all fellas? Or the last couple weeks? What happened in your headphones?
Oh, boy.
You know what been in my headphones? I'm real hype about this. Carnival. By Ye and Tied Out. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. Like, that's some like lit ass entrance. Get ready for some shit music, bro.
Facts, yo. Facts.
Like, for real, for real. Like, I be getting ready for work for that shit, though. It's fire. I've been playing that like heavily. That, and of course, King. That might be like the new theme song, bro. Nice. My eventual return, King Talk. So. Nice. That's in my headphones.
Nice. What about you, Roddy?
Man, I've been listening to a lot of stuff. You know, listen to some SWV, some old school Tyrese, some even some back in the day stuff like Pretty Ricky Grind With Me, some Backstreet Boys. I've been listening to a lot of old school stuff from back in the day. Also some Crumb News. I was listening to some Cut today, Trillville. And no, I'm not talking about the girl who did What It Is Home. What's up? Talking about the original.
I got it.
No, I know the listener's probably 20 and below, though.
Oh, right.
What else we don't know? Roddy should be, like, listening to music like he in love and shit.
I'm an R&B head, man. I'm not a big, you know.
I get it. You know, it's his preference. It's lit.
Yeah,
if you hear your preferences, I'll be like, bro, why are you in love, bro? Final. That shit lit.
Was it my headphone this week? I agree with Sam. Carnival been in my headphone as well. That song is hard, son. Like, yo, show for yo, shout out to Kanye and Ty Dolla $ign getting the number one song in the country right now. Mm-hmm. You know, they well deserved. Well deserved. For
that's
real.
A comeback. That's a W comeback if I ever saw one.
It was.
I didn't expect that from. I knew eventually he was going to have to come back, either come back to himself or do some other shit. And he was like, fuck it, I'm just going to do some other shit.
Yeah.
Like, this is a different Ye.
It is. And also, shout out to Mr. Kid because he a part of that song. He got a number one song too.
And that's Mr. Kid? Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's on that and. Playboy Cardi's on that.
Yeah. I want to risk the kid to get a number one forever.
Yeah, there you go. But that song is hard.
Drake's sick right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Drake's sick right now.
But that's in my headphone. Also, Justin Timberlake album's in my headphone right now, too. Which is pretty good. Shockingly, really good. Better than I expected. I would give a field review on the finale of Mr. Gentleman Like the Pocket Presents conversation about new the podcast. I'll give my finale on that and other albums as well. Also, Ryan Leslie new album is also in my headphones. And yeah, there you go. So next, we gotta say rest in peace to this legend. You know, we lost the legend last week. Kira Toriyama. He is the creator of Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Super. He also the creator of Dragon Quest and many other anime and video games and mangas. And yeah, we lost a legend, man. How y'all feel about this, man?
It's crazy because growing up, me being like big on anime and everything like that, my sister was always like big on Sailor Moon. My intro to anime was Dragon Ball Z. And it taught you a lot, bro. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. It taught you about perseverance, you know what I'm saying? Seeing things through, like, the shit that you're gonna need to get through life, you know what I'm saying? Like, low key, like, Dragon Ball Z taught that, you know what I'm saying? It's a great, one of the great cartoons or anime I've seen in a long while.
Yeah.
Definitely top five. Some people say Naruto's better. No. I'm like, nah. It's a close second, but third, yeah, nah.
Third.
What you got second?
One Piece.
Okay, fair. That's fair. But yeah, man, like, it was a tough loss when I heard. I didn't even believe that shit, but it's a tough loss. You know what I'm saying, for all fans. You know, just want to say rest in peace, real quick. This episode is going to be dedicated to you. Show that we don't give up. We keep pushing forward. And seeing everything through to the end. Definitely appreciate you. R.I.P.
Alright, what about you, Roddy?
It's a tragic loss, yo. I watched a couple episodes of Dragon Ball Z back in the day. I mean, I wasn't a huge Roots fan, but you know, to see that this guy was amazing when he did this and he's gone. It's really sad, you know, to see that we lost him. And I know that the world was sad that day, that we caught the news, the wind of the news, you know. That's what I gotta say about that.
Yeah, we definitely lost a legend. You know, I remember when I was in fifth grade, before a show where I used to watch in the morning before going to school, it was Transformers, it was Sailor Moon, it was Pokemon. And with Dragon Ball Z. And I know because I used to call my channel 11 in the morning. And right after Dragon Ball Z, I go to school. You know, I remember watching it, of course, with the Frieza arc. Because after that, they didn't air no more episodes or two later. And, you know, and then when I watched the Cartoon Network, was on Toonami. That when they had the Frieza.
Toonami, right?
Yeah. Cell arc and Boo arc. And it's maybe a fan all over again. I used to go to school, junior high school. I'd be in computer class. I'm going to be working in computer class. And then I'm printing out artwork of Dragon Ball Z, you know, and stuff like that, and just collect them. And I was always been a big Goku fan, you know, and stuff like that.
Yo, hold up. You used to do the same shit.
I did, yeah.
Yo, we used to try to trace them or draw them from scratch, bro. It was
word, yo.
Just like the eyes and the hair right and shit. It was wild.
And so
I know somebody that did that.
Yeah, and so and that right there is why this loss means a lot to all of us because we grew up from this man creation, you know. And even to this day, you know, kids learning about Dragon Ball Z now and start to be fans of it as well. And they redid it with Kai for new generations. You know, and stuff like that. So, this man let the city live on. And don't forget, he also created Dragon Quest, which made a whole bunch of games over it. Hell, one of the Dragon Quest ended up in Smash. You know? So, we lost a legend, man. This is a really hard loss. And, yeah, he means a lot to all of us. They're not only just anime fans, but everybody. You know, rest in peace, bro. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, recipe to the legend, for real, man. This was a really hard loss. I'm not gonna hold you, son. Really hard loss. So yeah. But now it's time for the prequel. Small news that matters. And we got a couple things for the prequel this week. First thing first, Kanye West's daughter, Northwest. She was on virtual Kanye album with Talkin'. which was a really cute song. But now she announced that she have her own album coming out soon called Elementary School Dropout. How do y'all feel about this?
All right. I'm curious. I want to see how this plays out. I heard her on talking. She had best child bars I've heard so far between Drake's kid and her other kid out in Memphis who's like talking about shooting up the ops and shit. So it gives me hope. That's a high bar though, elementary school dropout.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Knowing like if you really following your dad's footsteps, I'm saying this is a big bar. She already looks like a nigga, so you know what I'm saying? No denying that. So yeah, I'm curious. I want to see how this goes. I want to see what she's gonna have on it.
Alright, what about you, Roddy?
I'm not here for it, but I don't know. Because of who she is, it's gonna get traction regardless.
Yeah.
It's gonna get sold regardless because, you know, Kanye is a big influence and Kim is a big influence in the world, so people are just gonna be curious of it just because of who they are. And you know, I don't know if everybody, kids of every, y'all think kids of everybody should have a career? Like, come on, who's next? Blue Ivy gonna drop an album next year?
Yep. I mean, Sheree got a Grammy. Sheree danced with her daughter on tour. I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised, son. I would not be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised to compete with North Swift if that happened.
What's next? Nick Cannon kids gonna make a group?
Maybe.
You never know. Mariah kids will sing. All right, Mariah kids.
I know that.
Yeah. They could sing. Mariah. I'm not surprised. I would not be surprised, son. I mean, that'd be smart, but I'd be happy if, you know, kids artists who would go on the right route and not go on whatever this generation is doing now. You know?
Like the guy from Boyz II Men, his kids are doing the
Murray
label.
Yeah, yep, sign Murray label. Yep, they are talented, son. They are talented for real. How far about Northwest album? I'm curious as well. The title's dope. It's nice that she is honoring her father. I know people say, oh, how did you go to jump out of the ritual? Like, really? Y'all really think that? Like, come on. Y'all really think that? Come on, son. It's just an album title. But I am curious to see what this album going to be about, though. I am curious about it.
I think she just loves her dad so much that she just wants to honor him while he's doing it. And the album title was a great way of paying homage to him while he's here now.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
watch that shit go number one.
It is.
Watch that shit go number one. Independently of that.
Kanye and Kim.
It's possible.
Yeah, of course it's going to go number one. But yeah, next we're going to talk about, you know, Beyonce having a country album, you know. But now she got the title for a country album called Cowboy Carter that coming out on March 29th. And she already released two songs off there. We spoke about it, I believe, last episode. Remember, we did spoke about it last episode with the Super Bowl and she took the shower of Usher. So how y'all feel about now she got a title for Cowboy Carter? Are y'all looking forward to it? What do y'all think about this?
Yo, first off, shout out to Beyonce for listening to the Premier Boys podcast. After she heard me talk about Cowboy Cuomo, she was out here like, Next thing you know, Cowboy Carter come out. What a thing.
Oh, wow.
Is that a fact?
Oh, shit.
Shout out to her listening to the Kimmy Mo podcast. That really means a lot. Thank you, Beyonce.
Appreciate you. Now, let's not excuse the fact that this is definitely a Grammy grab. 100% a Grammy grab. You can't convince me otherwise. Nobody can. This is definitely a Grammy. Watch next year. Watch next year at the Grammys, right? When we do the Grammy, we're gonna do the Grammy rundown, and we're gonna see that shit up there.
I can already predict what album is gonna be album of the year next year. this is definitely gonna be one of them. Watch.
They're
gonna be
one this of them. And Taylor album.
This Taylor, Kanye gonna be on there. JT gonna be on there, and somebody else who have not released yet this year. But yeah, continue.
Yeah.
Shit crazy. We know it's a Grammy grab. You get it? You from Houston. You know, gotta do cowboy shit. These are facts. I get it. But come on now. Come on. You know what this is. We not dumb. We know what this is. Roddy, go.
Yo. Roddy. I don't know. It's like, I already know that Beyonce is going to win because it's Beyonce. So, you know, I already care for her. I know, regardless if I don't personally play it, somebody around me is going to be playing the album. And it's going to be her. I'm going to be hearing it regardless, you know? So that's how I feel about it.
How I feel about it. I mean, curious. Just like, I'm curious about this. I mean, the first two tracks that came out was aight. But I'm going to review this album on Mr. Gentleman. Like that podcast anyway, so yeah, y'all hear my review on it.
Damn, bro, I just gotta listen.
I will listen. Yeah, I mean, but we'll just see what happens. And I do agree with saying, I do think that this is a Grammy grab. I don't think this is like from the heart for me, you know. I'm sorry. I feel like she's really trying to get the album of the year. I do agree with that, you know. Maybe she might shock us with this album, but we're going to have to wait and see March 29th to see how that is, you know. But, yeah, she's definitely going to be on that album of the year next year. So, yeah. Next, we got Sexy Red. She want to be on Abbott Elementary. How you feel about that?
See, this is what happens when people big this shit up. I understand, Ken. I understand how you feel when I talk about Cardi B, right? Because I feel the same way when Alvin talks about Sexy Red.
Oh, dude.
I wish he was here right now.
Thanks.
I would have packed him up before I packed Tony Khan if he just showed up. But maybe that'll be next week. But yeah, bro. Because the more you big this shit up, the more hype this gets. Now she's talking about, oh, I want to be Abbott Elementary. And teach them what, bro? Teach them what? Gonorrhea? And how to catch it? And the ways to catch it? Is your booty hole, bro? Like, come on, son. Like, what are we doing? Ken, what are we doing?
Don't ask me that question, son.
All right, I'm going to ask Roddy. Roddy, go.
Yo, she could be a substitute teacher.
Oh, God, no.
For like one episode. But maybe she wants to get her acting on. That's how I see it. Maybe she wants to get her acting on. I'm not thinking that she can play herself unless they invite her to a fade campaign. And then she just performs something. I don't know. But if it happens, it happens. How I see it.
Yo, since Molly not here, we can't blame Molly for that. I gotta blame Roddy for this now, because...
Damn it.
It's your full body. But based on that statement alone.
We gotta see. Well, Quinton gotta make that happen. So,
yeah, but yeah.
She might not be into it.
Yeah, but no, but I don't know. I mean, it probably could work. I think the only role, if she wanted to do it, the only role I can see her is as a ghetto parent. That's the only role I can see her as. I don't see her as no substitute teacher. I don't want to see her perform on a show. I think her being a ghetto parent could work, but I don't even think she could act. So I don't even know. I don't even think it might be wise to be on the show. I don't know, man.
Shit, weird, bro.
That's weird. That's weird. Not just as this is weird. The next thing is weird too. You're saying your girl Cardi B back. Your girl Cardi B coming out with a new album this year.
I'll take this one.
She already came up with couple of songs already. She already featured on one song, how you feel about this?
Alright, bro, I try to tell you, right? I can't go get mad at you for this one. Here's where this is a word, this is something that you may like, right? Before you go off. She was about to get packed up before we shot the next episode, before we dispersed for a bit. Like, she was about to get packed up. I was like, yo, she don't come out with nothing, she about to get packed up. Cause what the fuck? Where's the second album at? Like, for real. Right? Then she comes out with a freestyle. With I think it's called Enough or some shit like that.
No, that's the new single that came out.
That's a new song. Oh, like that. Is that like that?
Yeah, I like that.
Alright, yeah.
The Missy Simple crap.
So yeah, like, come on now. Like, alright, she back with it, you know. Bars again, right? She reminded people who she is. So I was like, alright, bet, yeah, it's Tom, you know what I'm saying? So I'm up for it, man. I'm here for it.
Of course you are.
Don't do that. Don't you dare. I'm showing my excitement that, you know, this is, you know, she's coming back in the fold. We're going to see what she got. See what she going to work with.
Roddy, what
do
you got to say about this,
yo? Oh, man, I tell you. Party coming back. It's been long overdue. I know she's been doing a lot of features lately and hasn't been dropping songs, but we'll see how this goes, you know. She might have something for everybody's song again. But it might not be. It might just be noise. So 50-50. I know that the radio's going to bump it regardless.
I feel about this. I guess welcome back. I guess whatever. You know. Based on episode preferences, I listened to the song. I had to listen to the song. You know, just a curiosity. But I'm gonna hear it regardless. Cause everybody go blast her anyway. So I had no choice but ran from it. I try not to be biased, but Jackson's kind of mid, yo. I'm sorry. Jackson's
mid. Wow.
Nah, the thing is, everybody overhyping this girl like she's so talented. She's not that talented, bro. She in the same category as Sexy Mad. Like, come on, son.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's
crazy.
You
have
to get hit with comments.
Yo, say, hold on. Say, I she's part of the same category Ice Spice. Come on, man. Wow. Like,
that's OD.
Like, say a character like Young as JT. Come on, man. Like,
so you saying she was a city girl though? She don't even believe in that whole feminism shit no more.
She was on the track with City Girl a couple years ago. The girl said she don't do remix. She on a remix with Flo Milli. I listen to that Flo Milli track. I'm gonna hear Scissor. I saw the Cardi verse come on, I cut it off.
Wow.
I listened to that. Damn. I had to listen to that Enough track. 30 seconds in, I cut it off.
You was like, oh, I heard Enough.
Yeah, exactly. No pun intended. I heard Enough. I mean, yeah, she come out with second album, cool, do your thing. She gonna sell anyway because her fans love her. Her fans don't see nothing wrong with her.
Wow.
Her fans.
Why are you shocked?
Everybody always says something about Nicki all the time. They bring up Nicki this, Nicki that. And they say Cardi don't do no wrong. Cardi threw a mic at a person who had nothing to do with the situation. Cardi apparently started to look like more like Nicki every freaking day. And I'm not talking about that hair picture that everybody going out. You really look at her face, she look like Nicki, more Nicki every freaking day. I was like, yo, you bugging. She throw shots at a whole bunch of people lately. Betty and that Enough song. I'm like, yo, like.
Ayo, Ken.
Hold on. You say that you live in the top 10. Like that was on number 30. And people laughing at Bigfoot being low on the charts when Like That was even lower on the charts.
Bro, Ken. Two things, right? Okay, Bigfoot fell off the charts, right? Like 2 days after it was on. It was on for like a hot 48 hours and that shit dropped. You know what I'm saying? Cardi's is still up there, right? And it's been out for like about a little over a weekend now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, this is about to be the second week.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
My bad. I'm just saying.
No. But this leads to my second point. Last I checked, Cardi ain't married to no pedo. I'm just saying. She ain't married to no pedo, my boy.
That's the thing.
She don't got to have concerts where they got to have a warning on a flyer that says, oh, if you have kids, they got to be in a designated area because the pedophile will be in the concert. It's Nicki's husband. Like, Nicki out here calling out the whole Meek Mill, Freak Mill shit right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, finding out Meek, like, getting clacked up. I don't know if y'all heard the audio, but yeah.
I seen that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
That shit was crazy, my boy.
Y'all wanna slander Cardi all this time, right? She trying to do her thing, right? But meanwhile, you got all this shit going on with Nicki, and can I ain't never hear you report about that shit on the Premier Voice podcast. That's crazy.
You even reported it on your show. There was no need to report on the Premier Boys.
You could have did a follow up or something.
It wasn't about the final boy. It was nothing about all me doing. We all know Nicki do the pedophile, but that's not what this topic is about, though. That that's the issue. Everybody bringing up that.
I know, right?
That's crazy, right?
It is crazy. But I'm talking about the music. I ain't out here talking about Cardi cheating husband. Nobody talking about that though. And she wore it back to him every here and there.
Like, yeah, that's crazy. I ain't gonna hold you. That's like, wild. That's wild.
I ain't talking about that. But I'm talking about.
But Offset ain't no pedo though. That's crazy though. He's a cheater, but he ain't no pedo.
But back to the topic I hear. I'm talking about the music. Strictly the music.
I'm just saying. 1, 2, 2, big foot, little foot.
Like, she said she loved the top 10, but her song went to number 38, and her fans were like, oh, she's like a high feet now on the charts. Bigfoot was higher than that. That's what I'm saying. Bigfoot was higher than that. Hell, Megan's song was higher than that. Like, his was higher than that.
Megan's song wasn't like a diss. It was just like a song.
Yeah, but it was just this track still. But it is. Everybody makes all fans make excuses for what she does. That's all I'm saying. But it is what it is. Nobody don't talk about that though. But y'all like a return. I love it, psych. And I guess we'll see what this.
I know, right?
The second album is coming out. I guess coming out later this year. Whoopie do. Whoopie fucking do.
That's great. Why you sound so sweet?
Like this.
Why is it like this with her, bro?
Next topic. The next topic is something really good. I'm happy about talking about the next topic. So 50 Cent had two announcements this week. So the first announcement we are talking about is Power Orchard, which is the origin story of Ghost and Tommy, young Ghost and Tommy. How y'all feel about this?
Nah, man, we going back to this though. Nah. So Venus gonna talk about.
The thing is over. We already on the next topic. It's over, Sam.
What's the next topic?
Power origin, son. It's my power, son. Power news, man.
You know who got the power right now?
No, don't do that. Pardon. Call you with that trash 2 song. Don't do that, son. Those songs are trash.
Ice Spice drops soon, ASAP.
Shoot. I don't like Ice Spice either.
Wow. Bro, that's
cool. I'm going to be out here doing it. I'm saying I can't say half of the new school artists right now, son. Half the new school female artists. I do not like half of them. I'm going to be honest.
Bro, you're not liking the vibe? Like,
A lot of them are trash. I'm going to be honest. A lot of them trash. Let's keep it there. Come at me.
That's crazy.
Next topic. Woo! Next topic. Power origin.
Power origin.
Your ghost, your Tommy. So how y'all feel about that?
I guess they're gonna be alright, bro. We get to see the young Ghost and Tommy before we get to see the origins. Yo, that's crazy though. Like all of the female rappers?
Oh my god, you the artist. Man, we moved on, man. We moved on, Sans.
I'm excited, my boy. Like, how origins? I'm really excited for it. I think that I'm trying to figure out if. Because if they say in Stars, they said in the article that they're trying to save money by cutting the seasons because they can't pay to renegotiate contracts. So I'm trying to figure out how much more seasons you think Raising Kanan has.
But when we get to this next topic, if it's the same amount as that, most likely Raising Kanan will probably end that fourth season. Because they're about to hit fourth season next season.
So... Yeah. Basically, they have to introduce. Maybe they could do like they do in the thing and introduce.
Yeah.
Tommy and Ghost in the last episode, and just turn it into the thing, which is probably what they was planning to do anyway.
I was thinking that. Yeah, I was thinking that was gonna happen.
But like, you know, it's crazy because it's like I know they're trying to keep up. People was acting for this for a long ass time.
Yeah.
And now they're getting it. Now we're excited because all they're doing is like, oh, bring back ghosts.
Yep.
All you've seen online.
And they're bringing it back, and
Breeze for some reason too. They keep bringing up Breeze too for some reason.
But it's looking like 50 Cent is doing a good thing by bringing in new young talent. Which is great. I'm pretty sure it's going to be all new cast. People playing the young Ghost and Tommy, obviously, and Angela and Tasha. But I want to know, they're probably going to have a lot of skip forwards. Mm-hmm. I know they're going to have flash forwards of the actual power. No?
Yeah.
But it's like...
I'm about to come along. Ghost is like, I'm trying to talk to the love of my life.
And then, of course, everybody's going in this show. I don't think they're going to introduce Breeze in Raising Kanan at all.
Nah, I don't think so either now. Since they got this coming up, I don't think so either.
They might use this show to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because didn't Ghost and them take out Breeze?
Yeah,
so that might be in there.
So I know a lot of people is online being like, yo, Breeze next season.
if you don't hear a return ghost, then you go hear Breeze this, Breeze that. Literally.
But like, is Raising Kanan, is this, how many seasons was Raising Kanan last that wrapped up? Three?
It's three, yeah.
So fourth is going to be the next time it comes back around.
Yeah, fourth.
So more than likely, since they're filming it now, you're talking right now, they have to tie in the young Ghost and Tommy storyline in the season.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm pretty sure they're probably going to introduce young Tommy and Ghost in this later season of Raising Kanan, most likely. So that will lead into the Power Origin. I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm excited for. I'm just excited for this because it's gonna feel like we see Tommy and Ghost together again, even though it's young Tommy and Ghost. And then again, what's his name gonna have a job for a minute? I think they make him Makai Curtis, who plays Kanan.
Yeah,
he's gonna be around for a little while.
He's gonna be around for a while. Yeah,
he's gonna make him into Tariq.
Yeah, there you go. Like how Tariq was, on his show. Yeah.
So I understand that they're giving these young cats opportunity to have a job longer. Because the only person who had a job longer than Tariq was, as long as Tariq was, Stax.
Yeah.
Last season.
Yep.
Which is weird because I never thought that he would have lasted that long.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how I feel about Power Origins.
What about you, Sid?
Yeah, Power Origins, man, it's gonna be fire. You know what I'm saying? You get to be introduced to a lot of different characters, a lot of the old characters, but then seeing like new characters and how Ghost in them gets formed into, you know, the people that you've seen like in the beginning of Power. So it's a good way to segue into that. It just lets you know like this Power shit ain't going nowhere. I thought like I bet after Raising Kanan that would have been it, but or after Ghost that would have been it. That's like the end of the story.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it gives us something to look forward to. I like it. I can't wait to see what's up, especially with the news that I got after this.
I look forward to Power Origin. You know, we finally get the ending clip from season 6 of Power, you know, coming into reality, you know. And of course, Raising Kanan, we don't know when that ending, but I wouldn't be surprised to end on season 4. Now, with the next show we're about to announce, and which we introduce Young Tommy and Young Ghost, and even Young Angela, finally can see who breezes, finally. Finally can see who breezes, because we're hearing the breeze since the original Power.
Yep.
So that happened. And also, we get to find out what really happened to Kanan and why he got end up in jail. And why, you know, because I think some of the same characters will be in the Power Origin. I think Jukebox will probably still be in it, I believe.
She Kanan might have a job too, right?
Yeah.
Unless they send her away.
Yeah. And whoever else who hopefully will stay alive and raise a Kanan will go into Power Origin. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm looking forward to that for real. I don't know when that's released. Yeah, I don't know when it's released, but I know they are in development right now. But I believe this will probably be premiering in 2025. Most likely. 2025. But that's not the only announcement 50 Cent made this week. The next day, we finally got Power Book 2 announcement. But it wasn't the announcement that all of us thought, though. So 50 Cent announced that Power Book 2 final season that broke into two parts. Part 1 on June 7th, part 2 on September 6th. How y'all feel about this?
Why do you want to go first?
Yeah. Man, it's bittersweet. Like, this is the end, bro. Like, they're breaking it up into two parts. I know it's gonna be fire. I know it's gonna have me on the edge of the seat, but basically, it's wrapping up. This book of Power, book 2, Ghost is ending, and it's gonna be a bumpy ride. It's gonna be a lot of deaths, a lot of bloodshed. Like it's feeling bittersweet. Like how we got the announcement of Power, the original Power, when it was the 6th and final season. Now, when I seen the trailer, you had Tariq standing in truth as well. And it was like the same clip that they used to promote the last season of, you know, Power, the original Power, with Ghost standing in truth for the last scene. So it makes you think, is somebody going to come in there and shoot Tariq or what? And we want to know, you know, I highly doubt that they would wrap up every storyline that we receive, you know. But I'm really curious to see how it goes with all the different stuff. I'm curious to see who Michael Ealy's character is going to be like, and I'm curious to see since they're like Davis McLean got suspended or let go or whatever, he's gonna be in normal clothes. I want to see what's going down with him, if he's gonna be taking part in their drug related or part of it or something, you know. So I'm kind of curious to see how the story rolls right now and where it picked up from last season with the storylines we had left off, especially with Pa's son. Then again, he might be fucking gunning for Tariq at the end too. So I'm a little sad that this one is ending, because this one was my favorite power book of all. I looked forward to Power Book 2 Ghosts every time. So it's kind of sad that it's going to end. It's kind of sad that we got to wait, not only because it's going to be two parts, we got to wait till the end when it come back for the second part to see the finale of the show. Yeah.
All right, Sam, what about you, Sam?
You guys ever you ever had your parents tell you bad news, but before they tell you bad news, they go take you out for ice cream?
Yeah.
Go to like your favorite ball game or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And then during that game, they just tell you like, "Oh, me and your mom are divorcing," or some shit like that, or "We gotta put the dog down." You know what I'm saying? This is like kind of how that was. Like you teased this with Power Origin, right? With young ghosts. Young Tommy, you talking about Ghost Tommy finally coming back. You're like, oh shit, this is fire.
Be excited, hey.
Yeah, like that's it. Like, I can't wait.
Like good news.
Power, yeah, great news.
Better Power Book 2 ended.
and then I'm like, okay, that's great. What's happening with Power Book 2 though? And he was like, oh yeah, about that. That's gonna be the last. It's coming back, but it's the last season, and it's only got two parts. Like what? So, I don't know. It's bittersweet because I'm like, damn, this was like one of the best power books I've seen, like from what I've been watching, and it's like, damn, it's really like the end of the era because a lot of people will realize like, hey, this is like the end of this timeline. You know what I'm saying? Like, because all the other timelines are either going back or they're like, you know, spread out in like force with Tommy. Right, so in a sense, in terms of the New York version of Power, this is like the end of that timeline. So it's gonna be real interesting to see how this shit go, and I can't wait to review with you guys. I know we want to do our Power Book review.
Oh yeah, I can't wait for that too. Can't wait for that too, yo.
I know a lot of shit going down,
but yeah, how I feel about Power Book 2 ending. I want me to be honest. I feel like I kind of jinxed it. I predicted it on the last time we reviewed Power, because the finale gave me final season vibes. I'm not gonna hold you. And now that we got the announcement that this is the final season, it has been a sweet. Because I agree, this was one of the best book that we have. A lot of stuff gonna happen, just like Roddy mentioned. A lot of stuff. Possibly, I am curious to see what Michael Lee character. I'm gonna put the key. He gonna be a cop or something. A cop who go to find out about sex or something. A cop thing they're gonna bring in to try to take Tyreek down. Or possibly, rumor has it, they keep saying that he might be Ghost Brother or something. That's what I hear. He could be Ghost Brother, but who knows? Stuff like that. If that's the case, that would be interesting. But, I'm looking forward to see how this ends. And yeah, I mean.
Hope they tie it up real good.
Yeah, bittersweet. But what if though? What if this is ending, so they can start making up a new book? Meaning maybe another story of Tyreek, maybe. But more of him, an older Tyreek, you know, to continue the story. Do y'all think that could be possible? That we might get another book of Tyreek or something if he ends up being alive or something?
I don't know. I mean, it's possible, but it's like, I don't think dude gonna want to play it again. I think he want to get to like bigger shit, respectfully.
Well. To be fair, when they announced the final season, he found out just like everybody else found out. He didn't know that it was gonna be the final season.
Oh yeah, he say 50 was like, yeah. Oh, he didn't pick up. He didn't know because he didn't pick up his phone.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure he might be too open to do Tyreek if they wasn't doing that show.
I mean, maybe. Yeah. I gotta see. I hope they do if it goes that route.
Yeah.
Because it'll suck if they don't.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
Because I agree with Roddy. I don't think they will cover every storyline, though. I feel like it'll be more storyline. But so if that's the case, they might create a new power book. Or unless they might create a Brayden book. Who knows? Oh, who knows?
Depends if Brandon makes it out this season.
I don't think he'll make it. I think he's gonna die.
That's crazy.
He's gonna die in part two. I'm predicting that right now.
That's gonna be tough.
Oh, but yeah. now that we're on the time, who y'all think is dying in the two parts? In your prediction.
Brandon probably gonna die. Kane might die. Cause here's the reason. He was in the Fight Club with some random boxing nigga, right? And then you see Mary J. Blige, she like did her no more drama screams. I'm like, oh shit, somebody died.
I think I know. But continue.
So it may go down like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it may end up going down like on that route. So. That might be a thing. I'm interested though. But yeah, Kane, Brayden. There's gonna be a lot of people that die.
A lot of people.
You know.
But give me your top three. I'm gonna say your top three. Because a lot of people. Give me your top three. Who is your top three?
Off top?
Yeah, off top.
Kanan, Bray, and old girl.
Diana?
Tariq X.
Who?
Tariq X.
Which one? Effie?
Effie, little baddie.
I agree with you with the Effie. Out of one or both between Diana and Drew, I see them running in one scene, so somebody gonna get popped right there. I don't know who. somebody's gonna be at the wrong place at the wrong time, bro. Somebody innocent gonna die. Y'all think so? Like, I feel like Method Man's gonna be running to help them somewhere, but he's gonna be at the wrong place at the wrong time. So those are the three people I predict. I'm not sure. Maybe Kane as a fourth mention.
I predict Drew is on top of the list. The Mary J. cry is not gonna be from Kane, and that could be for Drew. She loved Drew more than she loved Kane. So let's be fair. Drew is gonna be the one that Mary gonna be crying for. So I think Drew was the one. I think Brayden gonna die, and the third one, probably Method Man. Yeah, I got people get set up.
I believe that.
People get set up. And I think his character gonna die. So there you go. And there you go, hold y'all looking forward to Power Book 2's final season. Part 1 is on June 7th. Part 2 is on September 6th. So, yeah. Alright, so now it's time for the premiere news and the main event topic. And Sam, you might know more about this more than me, so you want to talk about this last topic about the whole shooting?
All right, you know what? Yeah, let's do it. I'm going to pull it up right now. But while I'm doing that, make sure you like, share, subscribe to the podcast if you like what you've been listening to. You know what I'm saying? If you like our views on this shit, you know, check that out. You know, check us out, like us, subscribe to us. You know, show us love, man. We've been doing this out here, but we definitely doing it for you. All right. All right. So basically, right, there's been a lot of crime going on in the city, especially in the trains. You know what I'm saying? You got people getting attacked on the train. This one girl got pushed, her boyfriend pushed her into the train tracks. Yeah. Man ran over her legs. She lost her legs. You know, it's been real rough. A lot of people been getting robbed and everything on the train, shot up, and lots been happening. So basically, what happened on Thursday, according to New York Magazine, shout out to them, the evening rush hour commute quickly turned into panic when a scuffle on a subway train resulted in one man being shot in the head at Hoyt Skimmerhorn Station in Brooklyn. Fun fact, I always pass the station when I ever go to like Yacht Crib or whatever like that. So this is kind of close to home, and that's kind of crazy, you know, because I still got family out there that I care about, and they could have been on this train. So shit's going crazy.
Yeah.
So apparently around 4:45, Jawan Robinson confronted Yonti Abbott on a northbound A train leaving the Notion Avenue station. The express train would not stop for several minutes before reaching the next stop at Hoyt and Skimmerhorn. Robinson was armed with a 380 Ruger pistol and a knife. Sources told the New York Post, multiple witnesses described Robinson as being aggressive and provocative towards Ubot, and PD Chief of Transit Michael Kemper said Thursday. Apparently there was cell phone footage inside of the car about what happened next. There was a video saying where Robinson was screaming at Ubot, who was seated at the end of the train, saying, "I'll beat you up. You think you're gonna beat up cops? I'll beat you up." Then Robinson yelled back, "Oh, F you, fuck your kind, fuck your race," whole bunch of shit, you know. And then next thing, you know, I'm still going through the article as I see it. There was another man in the fest trying to separate the two fighting, but the fight continued. Yeah. Robinson pulled the gun from his jacket pocket, and then the person turns away from the scene to flee as the train pulled into the station. Several gunshots echoed through the station as passengers tumbled out the platform. There's a woman that was recording now saying they see blood coming out when they're on top of each other. He pulled out the gun. I said it was time to go. Robinson ended up being shot twice in the right side of his face, including through his eye, once in the neck and another time in the chest. He's listed in critical condition at a hospital. They got a picture of the gun. It's just saying that 380 Ruger is a little small. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of video on Twitter. On X about this. There's been a lot of violence going on in these city streets, and especially on the trains. I want to first get y'all thoughts on that. I want to see how y'all, you know, what's y'all thoughts on the shit that's been going on the train and everything like that. And second, I did have a question. With all the news that's going on with the train attacks, right? I'm not in the city like that anymore. I go to work, but then I'm not like living out there like that. How do y'all deal with all of this?
Man.
Why you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. Man, the train has not been safe. You got to be more on alert lately for everything because you just never know. Like, and these things happen in an instant. It could be happening in between stations. It could be happening on an express route. You just got to keep your head up, and it's crazy because then when you see these things on the train happening, you literally could have been like, "Damn, you know, that could have been me."
Yeah,
I could have been on video. I could have been in that car at that time. It's a scary time now to ride the train because it's happening very randomly, and these incidents happen in an instant. Which means in a split second, somebody could verbally could attack you physically, verbally, or it could be a shootout or something. And it's real scary because when you're on the express train, you're basically stuck. You have nowhere to go. And with the trains being express, you know, it could be another few minutes before you get to a stop. A long time before you get to a stop, yo. Like, there's certain trains that when it goes down, like the Peninsula and Far Rock and whatnot, that's like a 10 to 12 minute stretch, bro. So it's a lot. It's a scary place. It's a scary time right now to have to take the train to work. But for us to have to do it, we just gotta be vigilant and understand that anything can happen, and you know, having your headphones up loud is not good. You can see what's happening, but you're not gonna be able to hear if somebody's coming at you or somebody's telling you to move, because anything can happen while you're on the train, as you can see. So yeah, that's how I feel.
I'm not gonna lie, this is a really scary situation, because like Roddy said, there could have been any of us, you know. Yeah, me, I would never a big fan riding a train like that anyway, or even when I have to ride a train. But this situation make it even more scary to ride on a train because, yeah, anything can happen, you know. Anything can happen, you know. And sometimes we get nothing we can really do about it. The only thing is to be aware. And hopefully we get more, hopefully the everybody in New York, the mayor, takes this way more serious. And so we can work on the crimes that are going on in the trains and everywhere in New York, because at this point, everywhere in New York has been pretty bad. So, everywhere. So yeah, like, I just feel like they should take this, they need to start taking this type of situation way too serious, especially since the incident on the train. Like, they need to take this way more serious now. It need to be handled, you know. Yeah. Cause it's a scary time, man. Everybody is afraid to go on the train now, cause it could have been them. And the train go lose service because everyone started taking Ubers, and Uber go raise the prices because of that now. So yeah, I just want them to take this situation more serious, so they can really handle the crimes and everything now. Cause yeah, it's a scary time we're in.
Yeah, it's crazy. I ain't gonna hold you. It's gonna sound kind of Republican to me, but it is what it is. Especially city Republican too. At this rate, you're gonna have to bring back stop and frisk, bro.
Yeah. At this point,
they're gonna have to mention it back. Cause
I agree. Sorry.
Bring back what?
Stop and frisk.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And search the bag. I heard they were bringing that back anyway. I heard.
Yeah, I've seen that happening.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen in that Grand Central. They are definitely searching bags because it's getting crazy out here. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
You guys wanted to like stop and frisk and stop happening because people unlawfully get, you know, across people yeah. like that, and the police don't know how to act. You know what I'm saying? Like, granted, yes, that's fair. I get that.
Yeah.
However, at the same time, you know, you got all this going on. You got like kids out here, you know, shooting like it's a wild, wild west. You know what I'm saying? You got these potential migrants out here shooting too, because it's easy to get guns out here. You're not keeping anybody in jail for that long because you're getting cash bail out. You know what I'm saying? They get locked up by like at 4 a.m, they out by like 6 p.m. You know what I'm saying? They ain't spending the whole day in jail. So it's looking crazy. It's getting crazy out there. And a lot of it, a lot of other states know, they're like, yo, New York is like lax as hell on crime, bro. You can do
nice crime. Yeah, exactly.
And if you're trying to raise families out there, it's real tough to sell that. That's a real hard sell.
Yeah.
You can't convince me you can raise a family up out there and think that shit is gonna be alright.
Yeah.
Not right now. Like, not the way the shit looking right now. It's tough. I send my prayers out, but you know, things gotta change for this shit to work.
Son, saying we literally saw somebody get into a fight this past weekend when we was out for no reason. Remember a dude running in the city?
Yeah.
Like, for the crime, really gotta stop now, because all we want to do is go out, go to work, go home and have a good time and be safe. So we'll be back.
Come back safe.
Yeah, come back safe for our families, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And stuff, you know? And it's sad that with stuff like this, people wondering if that even gonna happen, you know? But it's crazy, Tommy, and are we want them to take this crime serious? And yeah, you know, New York gotta be a better place, man, for real. Or it will be nobody who don't live in New York no more. Which has already been started, you know.
And it's bad enough you rent high as shit, so
exactly.
You know, it's rough. But yeah.
Yeah, it's rough. But that is this episode of the Premier Way Podcast. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. You know, follow me on all social media platforms, Ken _ Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N, _ Mr. M-R, Gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N, Mr. Gentleman, Life Dev Podcast. Every Sunday for the main series, every Thursday for spin-off series Thursdays, where we have shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 p.m. Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at TobyM, and the Old School Show with myself and the Star Rider Rod every fourth Thursday at TobyM. And support the official website, www.realmrgentlemanlikethepodcast.com. And also shout out to everybody who listens to Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. We've been number one for 31 days for Society and Culture. Really means a lot. Thank you.
You already know what it is. It's your man, Aaron Sands, and I want to thank you for yet another episode of joining us for another episode of this Premier Boys podcast. You can catch me on Aaron Sands Premier on Threads and Instagram, King Talk Sands on Good Pods and X. All episodes of King Talk are now available on all streaming platforms. You're on everything. New episodes coming out sometime soon. Just trying to get the schedule right. But once that's right, we are back at it with some more King Talk. You already know what it is. Until then, see you next week on Premier Boys Podcast.
And then you got me, the Star Roddy Rod. Follow me at star.time. Roddy, R-O-D-D-Y on IG. Star Time Podcast on all streaming platforms and on YouTube. Like, subscribe, follow. New episodes will be coming back soon. Until next time, it's your boy Roddy Rod, and I'm out.
And don't forget, Long Live the Chief, Mighty Mal. Follow my IG. They call me Mighty Mal. M-A-L-I-M-A-L. Welcome to the trilogy. Episode 1 is out now. New episode coming real soon. And yeah, this is your boy Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman.
And it's your man, Aaron Sands.
And it's your boy, the Star Roddy Rod.
And long live the chief. They call me Mally Mal. Have a good day or night wherever you're listening to the Premier Boy Podcast. Cheer!
Oh, yeah.